Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were joined by West Ham fan broadcaster Tom Rennie.
Yeah.
Because it's a lovely trip for the West Ham fans to Cyprus, gone to Larnaca.
We had a nice chat about West Ham, but then something else came up and we enjoyed that.
Something else came up. Yeah, that's right. Off the back of the ticketing for this game. We had a bit of a chat. I had a rant about Spurs, as you can imagine, that sorry mess last night. And
a spread, Paul?
We had a spread.
Spread for the ages.
Spread for the ages. Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
You can put it off no longer, Paul. Now is your chance to, you know, what they say is talking therapies are good for you.
Well, I was quite tempted. I walked back in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
Got back home, thought I'd take the dog round the block. Yeah. It's like self-flagellation. Still raining. Thought the dog's going to have to put up with it as well.
Yeah.
Listening to Jamie and to Jason, putting myself through it again, I felt like giving him a call.
I could sleep after that.
Yeah, it was a really low night from that point of view because the expectation wasn't high. We all sat there before the game saying, not sure, it was probably going to be another one of those passive Conte, let's not lose performances, even though we need to win. But the way they started against Wolves, which was very front foot, even if they did that, galvanised the crowd, got everybody going. But I think we all knew, we've seen that film many times before, the regulars at Spurs. And it was that same performance, that same passive, sloppy, gutless performance that we have come to know and love, over the last few months. And we've reached this point where it's pretty clear he doesn't want to be there and he won't be there in the summer as a coach. The fact that Richarlison broke ranks last night and said what he said about frustrations not getting game time, I think is quite significant. He obviously feels confident enough to voice something like that because there is something going on in the dressing room where there are enough players are feeling disaffected. A lot of players who played well last year. I mean, look, Bentancur really was the only player. You could blame injuries, but Bentancur really was the only player who probably would have started last night in that team but for injuries. And Kulusevski's fallen off a cliff. Sonny's been an empty shirt for most of the season, barring a few worldies in key games. Kane's isolated. The midfield's sort of just functional and sloppy quite a lot of the time. Romero, as we know, he's going to have to learn that lesson that Granit Xhaka learned and other players have learned over the years, that being a sort of cartoon hard man, you know, when you're a good footballer, just be a good footballer and let that shine through. And we love Romero as a player, but he's just an idiot. And that was idiotic to do what he is.
Yeah.
What he did last night and what he's done in other games, just idiotic. He's always on the cusp of a red card. And it's not right to say, well, if you take that away from his game, he won't be the same player. Well, you're going to have to find a way because otherwise he's going to spend half the time on the bench. But it just felt like a new low in that relationship between Conte and the club. He clearly has always felt he's far too good for us. Even some of the things he was saying last night, maybe they'll let me go early. Maybe they had higher expectations than what I delivered. He must look in the mirror at times. He must look at the way he sets that team up and the way the players are playing for him. It's not enough just to say, I haven't got, you know, Galacticos, I haven't got the quality of players that I need. That may or may not be right, but given what he's got, he hasn't coached them well enough. And he's so predictable. Pioli last night said, Tottenham won't surprise us, he said before the game. So you think that would be an incentive for a coach to go out and surprise another Italian coach? Oh, no. He sets up in the same way he always does. The personnel's rigid.
Even when they went down to 10.
Yeah.
They didn't bring on another striker or, you know, go for it in that last 15 minutes.
Well, I think when we look
anemic.
When we look back on the Conte period, people will turn around and they'll say, you know, Kulusevski for big Dave Sanchez. It will be one of those moments, of many moments, really. And I don't know. It's got to the point where I've completely lost faith in him as a coach. It's a pretty loveless marriage, as I said. None of the parties seem like they want to be part of this. And how can you sit in a press conference? He's the coach of Tottenham. How can he sit in a press conference and say, we need patience, have it bit. We need patience. Patience for a bloke who's going to be going in the summer. How can you say this is a process?
And we have to build trust.
We have to work and we need patience when you're going to be gone in 3 months' time. You're not bought into this process. You're off, mate. We can all tell that.
Yeah, to quote the person whose job this is and sits in this chair most days of the week, what's the point? You're absolutely right. If the players don't want to play for it, the manager doesn't want to do it, and the fans don't want to watch it, then what's it for?
Well, exactly.
It's not for anything. Thing is it, you know, and you look at that, you look at that FA Cup exit and you go, that's a disgrace. That is absolutely disgraceful, because that is so disrespectful of the fans who pay week in week out to go and watch and win something. That's all you want to do is win something. And so to pick a second strength team that night because
then to go out and lose on Saturday,
and we lose Saturday, and then to go out last night and be anemic and draw 0-0 and go down to 10 and not even try.
I mean, honestly,
it just feels so disgraceful. You've got also he says about his players, he's got the Brazil number 9, he's got the Spurs all time record scorer.
Yeah.
He's got the England number 9.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got no forward ability.
For whatever reason, he's not given Richarlison the game to play himself in. He's not played very well when he has played. But, I mean, there was just a feeling last night, after one or two people saying, oh, booing at the final whistle, you're in the Champions League, entitled Spurs fans. But it wasn't about that. Maybe that's been the case, maybe over the years. Yeah, fans can get a bit entitled, they get a bit spoiled. But last night was all about a fan base saying, we never gave it a go. Mm. You know, we came here to watch a team. So we saw Chelsea as the blueprint the night before, a team that went out on the front foot, galvanised their crowd, got everybody going, and it was a great atmosphere, and they got the result they needed. Mm. But had Tottenham hit the post, hit the bar, Mike Maignan had made 5 or 6 saves as good as the one he made in the 96 minutes. Tottenham really only chance of the game. I think we would have come away. We would have been disappointed. They would have got applauded off because they would have given it a go. But it was just out with a whimper. It was just this tepid, nothing performance.
So you get all this talk of, let's try and finish fourth. We might be able to finish fourth.
What for?
What's the point in finishing fourth if you're just going to whimper out in the rounds? You know, like last night, they've done quite well. But, you know, so what's the point in aiming for fourth and going out the FA Cup to try and aim for fourth if when you get fourth, you don't try and do anything in the competition? Fans want success now. They want to watch people win now. They're not interested in 3 years'
time.
Well,
even if they don't want it now, they want to believe something's heading in the right direction. But this is another situation that's winding down from Tottenham's point of view. It's just coming to a conclusion once again.
Again, yeah.
Again. So, and it's the
it
other
reminds reboot. Me of Mourinho at Man United. That's what it reminds me of. Well, you know, he wasn't interested, couldn't be bothered, didn't want to do anything.
Dan Kilpatrick's going to join us very shortly. He's keeping his ear close to the ground. They've already announced Tottenham Antonio Conte will be doing the... I think he said Maurizio Pochettino. Antonio Conte will be doing the press conference tomorrow ahead of the Forest game, which will be more of the same, I guess. Patience, time, we must work. Adipit. What happens next? There is a dilemma facing the chairman of the football club, and it's a business one, so it's probably one he'll deal with as opposed to a football one, which is one he won't.
The Hawksby.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jacob's Daily Podcast. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Kick off this evening, we'll keep you in touch with the games in the Europa League, in the Europa Conference League. We've got commentary of Lisbon, Sporting Lisbon versus Arsenal, 4:45 kickoff over on TalkSport 2. It was a nice little draw, really, for the English side. Nice little trip to Seville for the United fans around the corner. The Arsenal fans, Lisbon, beautiful city. What a fantastic
city
away
day.
Break.
That is
beautiful.
Lovely, yeah.
And the West Ham fans, I've seen many pictures of the West Ham fans of our acquaintance, having a marvellous time in Cyprus. They're all in Larnaca.
Oh, lovely.
Time, yeah.
That's
one of them who's not gone for some reason. Worn down by the recent Moyes games is Tom Rennie, broadcaster in West Ham.
I should say that I went to Bucharest away last time, the last game in the group, and my wife said I can't go again.
Really?
Because I just you know, I'm old now. It took me like 7 or 8 days to recover. I was so unwell. Such a long time. It was terrific. I enjoyed it. And you know, the Conference League, even we might do all right in the Conference League. So we're going to beat Larnaca, right?
Well,
we're going to beat Larnaca,
of course,
aren't
you?
We?
Are. No,
your faces tell me no, but I'm feeling some hope still.
I would have, the way you play in Europe, West Ham, I would have put you out instead of the Spurs 11 we had against Milan last night.
But you played Milan and we play essentially semi-pro teams and holiday destinations. So,
well, but you know, Tottenham played in that competition and other teams have played in it. And if not, I mean, what you've had, not two draws and six wins in the competition, which is very good.
It's the only positive of this entire debacle of a season. And I really want to enjoy it. I really want to enjoy it because we're not going to get in Europe again for such a long time. It's why I went to Bucharest, because you're not going to be able to get this again for such a long time. Even Conference League qualification is going to be difficult for clubs like West Ham. So it has all been great, but all we needed was the domestic season, the Premier League season, to not be diabolical, to not be hanging over the relegation places for the entirety of the season. Even if we had 27 points, where I think Wolves are now, I could really enjoy this. But my thoughts are fully on Aston Villa at the weekend. And Villa are playing well. What? One defeat in 5 away games under Unai Emery. And they just mullered Everton away in the last game. And if we get to the team at 5:45 today and I see Declan Rice and Lucas Paqueta and Kurt Zouma and Nea Fagair, I mean, if I had hair, I'd pull it out, you know. Just no.
But you you might see that because
we will.
You know, don't you, as a fan, I was having this conversation with Paul. Don't you want to just go for every single game?
I would love us to be able to go for every game, but I also want a toilet made of solid gold and a winning lottery ticket. But these things aren't going to happen. So go out there in this game, play the second team, play people like Flynn Downs, who we haven't seen, and Ben Johnson, who's not a Premier League player, and this sort of guy, Tilo Kehrer, who still gives me nightmares. But play him in this game. You know, Gianluca Scamacca, bust of the season, play him in this game. Then there's Aston Villa the weekend, forgive me. And then next weekend was meant to be Man City, but it's off. Yeah. So next Thursday is the second leg. Even if tonight is 0-0, we're at home against Larnaca with no Premier League game for 2.5 odd weeks because of the international break.
Yeah.
So why is Declan Rice even on the plane? Why is he not in like a nice spa? Why is he not currently right now in a hot tub getting a massage afterwards? Why is Danny Ings not having his knees looked at minute by minute by a specialist to make sure he can play Villa at the weekend? And tonight, it'd probably bring Ings on at 2-0 up.
Yeah.
With 20 minutes to go, he put his hamstring and that's the end of that.
It's not just about giving game time to some of the duffers that can't get in the league. It's also, some of them could play their way into form, you know. I mean,
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, you know, if Scamacca went out tonight and got a hat-trick, he'd have a bit of swagger
about
it.
I think we can give up on Scamacca now. The Scamacca thing, if West Ham stay up, and I think it's... They were given like a 14% chance or something by the data bods a couple of days ago. I'd put it at less than that. I think that Scamacca, it's handshakes all round. Thanks for everything, but this is not for you. I don't know if it's the team or the country or whatever.
He might be great in the championship, Tom.
Yes, and we couldn't afford him, sadly. I think we'd be stuck with who we got left. Probably have to keep Tilo Kehrer because people have seen him now, so I wouldn't have him. But I don't know. I think Scamacca, I think it'll be handshakes all round, whatever happens come the end of the season. It'd be Mikel Antonio up front against Rotherham next year in the championship, which we all look forward
Plymouth
to seeing.
Away.
Oh, actually, to be talk of holiday destinations.
Yeah.
Never mind going to like Sevilla and Lyon. Get
West
me to Plymouth.
Ham Plymouth in the league. That's going to be amazing.
Does Bogdan Regis have a team? Let's get there. So, yeah, I mean, look, Scamacca should play tonight. Hopefully there'll be some sort of spurt from him this season. But for a £35 million striker who was meant to be Italy's number nine, I've seen nothing so far apart from some occasional nice-looking long shots. But again, it goes down to the whole David Moyes question. He bought him, he scouted him, he wanted him, and then seemed to be confused as to who he was when he arrived.
Well, he's an Italian international.
He's the number nine. We've got Brazil's number eight, England's number six, and Italy's number nine. And David Moyes was like, I don't know, what do I do? How do I play with them? Should we get another centre-half on? And we had a good centre-half, Craig Dawson. We sold him to Wolves. Yeah. I don't know. What was the question? Yeah.
One of the other great games, one of our former colleagues, Jess Baker-Smith, she's out there. She's a big West Ham fan. She's gone out to Larnac for the game. And she sent out a picture of the ticket she received from the game for the match against Larnaca. And it says, full name, Tony Treble.
Yes. Whoa.
That is not her name. It does sound like a character from a Guy Ritchie film. They called him Tony Treble.
Yeah.
Going to pub, never offer him a double. Had to be a treble. Put a treble in there. Tony. So anyway, Tony Treble exists.
We can't do what we wanted to do.
No,
a game the West
the sketch during the ad break, guys. Yeah. I've got to say, was terrific. That's the future career. Don't waste it on the air.
We did the sketch. We did during the ad break
about that bass. Tone Treble.
Yeah,
that's his.
It became a bit Rise of the Foot Soldiers. Our version of that, didn't it? But anyway,
not for air.
The point is this: one of the games some of the West Ham fans are playing is to try and meet up with a person that has got their ticket, and I just did actually track down Tony Treble in one of the pubs.
I spoke to a friend of mine who's out there at the moment. He's had a similar issue. And they're all digital tickets and there's no paper tickets. So you can't just go to the ticket office and say, oh, my name's Tom, can I have the right ticket? You have to find the guy or you've got to go through a complicated process with the Larnaca ticket office about getting one email sent and this email sent. The game's at 5:45. I'm already quite drunk. I can't deal with that at the best of times, let alone on the day, having been in Cyprus for 2 days. So who knows what's going to happen in a couple of hours' time?
So the expectation is there will be some of the big hitters in the team, including Declan Rice, possibly Jarrod Bowen, and you'll win this, even though I thought the case you made was a good one. They could effectively just come back with a 0-0
whatever
or
happens,
a 1
they're
or...
going to win the home game next week because a Premier League team will beat Larnaca at home in the second leg, whatever happens. I don't think they're going to lose 7-0 tonight.
Larnaca's second in their league, though. It's no free hit. It's no free hit.
I want to take it seriously, but this is not enough time to really debate that.
No.
I don't think.
Sadly.
Bring back Tony Treble. That's what I say.
Let's get Tony Treble.
It's a good idea for TalkSport singles, just sending out random tickets and people have to meet up.
Is that how you two met?
Got a double here for you, Mr. Treble. What did you say, sir? Don't. He's new here, Tom. Back off. He's new here. He's
this
only mug, a young lad.
This mug's just bought me a double.
Anyway, we'll leave it there.
No, keep going. I want the entire next hour of the programme to be done as Tony Double and Treble.
Thank you.
Maybe he's got a friend. Dave Double, Tony Treble,
Billy Single.
That's right. Yeah, I think we've got the whole cast, haven't we? Next Guy Ritchie. Really,
if you're listening, good. Guy, we're ready to get paid.
We're
ready to ride it.
Yeah, it's in development. We're in development with Guy at the moment. It's Tony Treble, Dave Double.
Sally Single, that's his girlfriend. They're both in love with Sally Single.
Sally Single. And that's very much the heart of the film.
That's the love triangle.
Yeah.
Will she go for a double or will she go for a treble?
That's right, yeah.
This is Talk TV branching into movies right now. Right. I love this. I hope you're listening, bosses.
We'll bring Bricktop back, obviously. The big dance number at the end. Thank you, Tom. Enjoy the game tonight.
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yeah, we'll bring you a preview show on Monday from Cheltenham, and then we're on the course for the rest of the week. Charlie's going to be down there for a few days as well. All the colour out and about with the punters.
Yeah, it should be lovely, Paul.
And Paddy Power himself will be with us, marking your card. Rupert Bell, Lizzie Kelly, giving us four commentaries. Big Alan and the Breakfast Gang will be there. And Laura as well throughout the week.
I did one thing last year. I don't know if you remember, but I might try it again this year, which is I just went into that sort of Guinness tent village and was just basically roasted people.
Really?
Rude to people as I went around, which was seemingly quite
they went down well,
quite popular. They seemed to enjoy it. So we'll have another go at that, I think, this year.
That's good. Yeah, we look
that's
forward
good
to
fun,
that.
Isn't it? You know, asking people where they got their suit, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. So we asked you earlier on whether you've ever taken something apart and put it back together again.
We've not had many, Paul, other than lots of people saying Spurs. Like,
yeah, we've had quite a lot of those.
Conte. I took apart the Spurs side and tried to... Here we go. Hi, guys. Took apart the cistern of my toilet, which is also built into the wall, so doubly difficult. Mm. I had to take the shelf off to get the back off the toilet, then only have a narrow angle to try and fix the cistern. Boy, this is quite need a how-to.
Yeah.
And put everything back together again the way it was. Finally got there after 2 hours, and I was busting for the toilet by then too. That's nice, Sean. There we are. Did it put it all back together.
So this says Max. I think it's not Max, it's Charlie.
It's fine.
A big mistake buying a chromatic harmonica.
Oh, why?
Start with a 10-hole diatonic.
Oh, I can play that.
And then watch Will Wilde on YouTube playing all the guitar bits on a harmonica of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird.
Oh, nice.
Well, he's busy on. He's got to put together the harmonica, on YouTube first.
So I can play the normal harmonica, but I always fancied the slidey one, you know, with the little button on the end. But look, we'll find out.
You look like
good.
A pro, like Larry Adler.
Hi, lads. I was going to attend Charlie's gig at the Ashcroft Centre in Fareham on the 17th of March. Thank you, Ben, the Spurs fan, until the Scott Parker to Tottenham remark. So he's returning his tickets.
Yeah, see? He said to me, just when we come back on, he says, Scott Parker to the end of the season? I went for him.
It was a side I've only seen during
the birthday
spread.
Shook him like a rag doll.
Went to the cinema last night, Paul.
Yeah.
Creed 3.
Creed 3, yeah.
Oh, I tell you. What is it about those films?
The Rockies?
Oh, I love all the Rockies, except Rocky 5. That's rubbish.
Right,
have you seen Rocky 5?
No.
It's one where it ends in like a street fight. It's rubbish.
Right.
But the Creeds are really good.
Enjoyed the Creeds.
This is a particularly good one.
Yeah.
It is real. The script's good. The story's good. There's a bit of sort of Othello jealousy element to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. So, but also, it always ends with, you know, not ends, but three quarters of the way in, you get...
You need a montage.
I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Press ups,
yeah.
Pulling something, pushing something, chasing something, running up a hill, beating someone in the... I won't spoil the end.
Yeah, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But then I went with my lad, who's 15, and of course he comes out and he's punching
shadow boxing as he comes out the cinema.
Punching the air, Paul, as he comes out, doing all the footwork.
Yeah.
I might get into it, Dad. I might get into it.
And how long did that last?
By the time we
sat
home.
Down at the PlayStation again, that was it.
That's it.
We hadn't flown to Detroit at that stage.
When you come out of a film, sometimes you feel a bit, you know, a bit like you're into it.
So, we just wondered if the film was ever, how the film ever influenced you.
Yeah, that's
just
nice.
Wondered.
Yeah. Were you inspired by a movie? Any movie? Did you come out of Goodfellas?
Well, I came out of Avatar when I'm painting myself blue. So it can happen, Charlie.
I wondered what that was on your nose.
Just wondered about for a couple of days.
Just naked. Just walking around naked, painted blue.
Just painted blue.
Neighbours were furious.
Around the Arndale. Wandering around the Arndale.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. How did the film affect you? Charlie's lad came out of Creed 3 last night, shadow boxing, saying he wants to take up the fight game. Billy and Romford said, back in the 70s, I went to see A Fistful of Dollars. It was a midday showing, so on leaving the cinema, I went and bought a Clint Eastwood-style poncho. I showed it to my wife when I got home. She said if I wore it outside the house, she would divorce me. And it ended up in the dog's basket.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that's good. That's the sort of thing you do when you go as a teenager and you're from Devon and you go up to London for the day and you go Camden Market and you buy some sort of sacking thing or something with yin-yangs on or whatever. And when they say change at Tiverton Parkway, they don't mean change trains. They mean take that off.
Before you get there and you're seen out in public. Chris in Tamworth says, a few years ago, my brother had a go at restoring an old clock. It was in bits on the table for a few days. So one day, I brought three small grub screws home from work and added them to to the pile of bits.
Oh, no.
He rebuilt it and took it apart again six times, thinking he'd missed something before I came clean. He wasn't happy. It's because Charlie took apart a chromatic harmonica in the Stevie Wonder style and just can't put it back together again.
I actually like the Stevie Wonder style, but I like the intro to Leave a Tender Moment Alone by Billy Joel. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah,
I think it's by someone called Toots Thielemans.
Oh, Toots Thielemans was a famous jazz harmonica player.
Yeah, Toots Thielemans played that. And I can,
he's a bit of a legend of the harp along with Larry Adler, Stevie Wonder.
I thought I'd like to learn. Others. I'd like to learn to play that.
You want to learn?
Intro,
to, that's why you bought
one.
We're gonna have
and,
to...
a bit of Stevie Wonder at the same time. Because I watched a documentary on Dionne Warwick the other day, and there was a little bit of Stevie Wonder on "That's What Friends Are For." Bit of harmonica, and I was like, because I can play the harmonica, but blues harmonica is different to chromatic. You're listening to talk harmonica.
We talk harmonica.
Talk harp. I do apologize. Yeah. Anyway,
that joke ends. That's harmonica. I can't remember how the rest of it goes, but that's how the joke ends.
That's it.
What's that?
That's harmonica.
Well, can you do the start of the joke for us?
What is the start of the
joke? Listeners, come through, because I'm being quite a good gag, but all I can remember is the punchline, which is, oh, that's harmonica.
They've done that for us before, because I remember I had a punchline that was "Your Honor, Your Offer," and it was a golf joke, and I couldn't remember that. I still can't remember.
We often
setup.
Have someone in the barrel every week as well with Danny Kent. We don't want to know the setup for that. Thank you very much. Very quickly, Charlie.
Yes. Can I plug? I'm a TV show I'm involved in starts tomorrow.
It's called Smash Bang Wallop. What a video!
And I think it's actually pretty talk sport hot, and I think people will like it.
Yeah,
they'll enjoy
like it.
It's Channel 5 tomorrow night on Friday. At 8 p.m. for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I am narrating, and it's called Motorway Hell on the Highway.
Yeah.
And it's dash cam crashes from around the world, Paul. Is there anything more you want to watch?
You don't even need to see it to know what it's going to be like.
You know exactly what it... If you think you know what it is, you're absolutely right. You do.
Oh, Charlie, are you in a position to give us a reading from it?
No, I'll probably lose the gig, you know, but...
I think you're giving us a flavour. You're giving us a flavour of it.
There we are.
Do you say things like, look at that idiot?
Well, it is a lot of... everything is quiet on the M74 until this red pickup truck enters the fast lane.
This is what they want. That's what I want on a Friday night.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting in or go... Just before you go out of the pub, just watch some dash cam crashes.
Yeah.
We're in Mexico now. Look at this guy.
It sounds like a winner, Charlie.
It's really, really good. I'm trying to find something now. Oh, yeah, here we go. On a motorway back in Britain, and this van with the dash cam is just overtaking a truck. But the big trailer is the least of the trucker's worries today. And then, bam!
I want to know what happens next.
In they go.
I want to know, Charlie.
Yeah, so 8 p.m.
Yeah.
On a Friday night on Channel 5, it's called Motorway Hell on the Highway.
Yeah.
And I'm the narrator on it. So if you want to check that out, that would be lovely, Paul.
Now, we shouldn't forget the Players' Championship is happening at Sawgrass at the moment.
Oh,
and yesterday we spoke to Darlow-born Callum Tarran.
Oh, right, OK.
He was about to get... He's gone right... I think he's up to about 150 in the world. He was 500. He's had a brilliant year.
Okay.
He's had a couple of big wins, a couple of big paydays in the last 12 months. So he's heading in the right direction. He said he was feeling in good nick. And we said, well, we'll have a couple of quid on you then.
Oh, lovely.
And he said, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Dave said, Callum, who you interviewed yesterday, is going well at the Players' Championship. He's tied sixth at 2 under.
Not bad.
Dave,
cash out.
Thank you.
Cash out, Paul.
No.
Sawgrass is the one with the island green, isn't it?
Yeah, the 17th.
Yeah, I'd love a go at that.
So he talked about playing that hole. He played the course a fair bit over the years. And he's a lovely guy. And we wish him well. And I hope it continues to go well for him at Sawgrass. So
perhaps I could get a commentary job on that. He's got a full open fairway. Absolutely nothing to fear. But look at this idiot in the golf cart.
All sorts of TV.
He's taken out a 7-iron.
You could do all sorts of TV like that. Yeah, you know. Anyway, check out Charlie's show. Tomorrow I'm like, crash bang wallop, what a video. So still to come, it's the birthday spread. We'll bring you that. It's back after a few weeks.
Lovely.
Charlie was, you won about 4 or 5 in a row, hadn't you?
I did.
So yeah. Are you going to be Leicester after the World
Cup? Oh, yeah, this is
after
what it
the
is.
World Cup.
You've put this gap in on
You've
purpose.
You never wanted
I think.
The gap to come, but anyway, we'll see. We've got the birthday spread coming up shortly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Anyway, joining us now with 10 absolute gilt-edged gags for the birthday spread. He's been away for about 3 or 4 weeks. He's had about a month to hone this brilliant material.
Sure.
It's Andy Jacobs. Good afternoon, Andy.
Yes, good afternoon, boys. And unfortunately, I've only had about 2 days worth of birthdays this week, but I've done my best.
Okay.
Jeff Peters tells me that 3 names appeared last year and 3 names the year before. So there's four new ones.
Well, it's good. You're very green. That's you recycle, which I think is good. Jeff Peters will keep score. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Back in the nerve centre. Welcome to the East Midlands Nerve Centre, sponsored by Tallow and Dr. Jeffries. Now, Charlie was on a roll before the winter break after the TGF SAGWCI, the George Foreman situation, as Glenn would call it. 5 wins in a row. It's Paul 38, Charlie 22.
Marvellous. 38-22. Tell us how you're getting on today as the spread unfolds. It's a very simple game. 10 birthdays Andy has collated from this week. We've got to guess the ages of these people. Some people we'll know, some people we won't. A margin of error will build because we won't get them all exactly right. That's not possible unless someone's cheating. So the margin of error builds. The one with the shortest margin of error over 10 birthdays is the winner. That's basically it. The person who's in the box seat leads off. That's Charlie. We then alternate right through to the final birthday. Here's Palais and Sergio Mendes with a musical background. Here they are.
Lovely.
So first birthday, Andy, here we go.
It's Kiki D, the famous singer.
Kiki D.
And, of course, I know her quite well, actually. I invited her to my painting exhibition in 2019. But I got a bit of a shock when she staged a Just Stop Oil-type protest by destroying two of my works. I said to her, don't go breaking my art.
Yeah, oh, nice, beautiful. Nice.
That's the recycle van.
That's the recycle.
He's heading off.
He's recycling van. Bit of Max Miller is working from the green book.
Yes. If they do, that's just to alert you if they do sound a bit familiar there, that sound effect. So, Kiki D.
69.
Kiki D, 69. I think she might be a bit older than that. She doesn't look it.
Great.
70, I don't know, I'm guessing. I don't know, Charlie. 73.
76.
Ooh. Gosh, miles
76.
Off.
Okay.
Good start for Paul that. Paul 3, Charlie 7.
So, what's that down to the scores? Sorry, Jeff.
Paul 3, Charlie 7.
Okay.
4-3-7.
Okay. Next up.
Birthday number 2, the actress from The Constant Gardener, Rachel Weisz. Rachel Weisz. And sometimes, you know, she can be a bit lazy and spend all day in bed. She's always pleased to meet me when I come round to rouse her out of it, though. Idle Weisz. You look happy to meet me. Thank you.
That's beautiful. Lovely.
The name's Weisz, Rachel Weisz.
Now, look at that. He's doing the Bond material now. She's married to Daniel Craig.
Oh, okay. The Weisz Squad.
You're not doing the Weisz Squad material,
are you? No.
So I'd say she's about 40, 45.
And she had a baby.
Yeah.
Weisz, baby.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Have that for next year.
Yeah. And the year after.
Yeah, you won't have to sing then.
Think about right, Paul. I'm going to go 47 to try and claw something back.
53.
Oh, wow, really? Blimey. Okay.
So, Paul, 8 out on that, moves on to 11. Charlie, 6 out on to 13.
Ooh, nib and tuck. Okay. So the next birthday, Charlie leads us off.
Birthday number 3, the comedian, actor and broadcaster, Rufus Hound.
Oh, Rufus Hound.
Yeah. Yes, he couldn't wait to show me his entry for this year's Crufts.
Oh, yeah.
But I was less than impressed. I said to him, he ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You know him, don't you? That's another recycled one. The recycling van is pulled in. Fantastic. Feel free to think it's a new material. Yeah.
I'll do you a favour. Yeah.
Is Andy phoning it in from a bucket? Somebody asking.
Yeah, it does sound like he's
broadcasting
from a bucket. Rufus Hound.
43.
48.
44.
Oh, he's a mate of yours, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I knew he was younger than me, so.
Oh, okay, all right. There we are. A bit of insider knowledge.
A bit of insider training, is that allowed?
Right. How did you know he was younger than you?
Because I was always surprised he was younger than me.
That's some compliment. So, Jeff, what's that done to the scores?
Charlie takes the lead. One out onto 14. Paul, four out onto 15.
Ooh. Okay, lovely stuff.
Tell us at halftime how you're getting on. Charlie, let's have you carrying on the winning streak. We're all behind you. Some other listeners,
a lot of fans. Motorway madness.
Don't think you're cheating.
Motorway, highway to hell. Yes. 8 o'clock Friday night.
Okay, it's the famous barrister. In fact, he might be being used by Manchester City. It's Lord David Panic.
Lord David Panic.
Mm. And not many people know that before he became a top barrister, he used to drive a black cab. I remember when he did the Knowledge. It was great to see Panic on the streets of London.
Yeah, lovely. Of course, Panic on the streets of Birmingham. Yeah. There we are.
Very nice.
Lord Panic. I can see a picture of him. So I'd say he's probably 61, I'm going to go.
61?
61, Charlie.
Yeah, tap it about, Paul. I'm going to go 62.
Oh, okay.
He's 67.
Ooh, yes. So,
Panic on the streets of London.
Yeah, that's it.
So Paul,
except it's not Morrissey, but it doesn't matter. We'll workshop it later with you, Jeff. We'll come back to your workshop.
Let's
it
not.
Jeff forgot how a joke works, unfortunately, but there we are.
Fine. What do you mean forgotten? I never knew in the first place. Paul, six out onto 21. Charlie, five out onto 19. Two in it after four.
Okay, we're heading at the half-time break after this. So here we go then. Charlie to lead us off. Next birthday, number five.
Okay, Charlie, heading into half-time with the Group Chief Executive of HSBC Holdings 2011 to 2018, Stuart Gulliver. Stuart Gulliver.
Oh, yeah.
And he played for the basketball team I ran, but I was forced to drop him after he kept getting penalised by the refs for the same offence. I was sick of Gulliver's travels.
Nice. Very nice.
That's one for basketball fans.
Oh, my gosh.
No, oh, get on. He's never been used before. That's rubbish. He's never been used before.
Dale Vince is loving this section with the amount of recycling that's going on.
Get down the bottle bank.
So, what were his years?
2011 to 18.
And he was the group chief executive.
Yeah.
71.
Okay. 69.
64.
Ooh, Paul. So, oh, my God.
Brilliant.
Even Stevens.
Yeah, great scoring. Paul, five out onto 26. Charlie, seven out onto 26.
Wow.
26 all.
Okay, just to let the producer know, I'm switching to Zoom during the half time.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you've got
multimedia.
He's got all the latest technology, and
he's got all the stuff.
Doesn't have to, apparently. Why are you switching
I'm
to
just
Zoom?
I'm just about to page the producer.
I will telex you later on.
Gonna send him a fax.
Expect a fax.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Second half of the birthday spread and...
Never had more texts on it.
Wow, so many people doing very well. For Andrew in Basingstoke, 14 at half-time. Yeah. We've got John, the Manchester United fan. He says, I'm getting a nosebleed. I'm only 16 out. Our producer's on 9.
Yeah, you're doing
somebody
well.
Else, one of the other listeners, is on 9, I see. So
here we are. Go get it, Charlie. Put the hawk out with the recycling.
That's no need for that, Freddie.
Keegan rant after Charlie's skullduggery. Go on, Paul.
It's just a friendly
fans
game,
fans of both
Paul.
Clubs,
yeah.
Paul.
That's right. Tom's been giving me some clog. But anyway, we're both on 26. It's me to lead off for the start.
Come on,
of the
Paul.
Off.
Spurs need a win from somewhere. That's from Pete.
And the breaking news just before we headed off was that Charlie was going to switch. Andy was going to switch to Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounded even worse. So he's switched back. He's still in a bucket, basically.
Lovely.
And here's Pele.
Hi.
Andy, take it away. Next birthday.
Yeah, I'm on 35, and I'm on 35, and I've got the ages in front of me.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, that's not even coming out of my headphones now.
Oh dear,
this is a disaster.
We are on air.
Okay. It's, I know that. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. The equipment they give me is rubbish.
Yeah.
Tool station are paying for this.
I think it's the
It's
okay,
not
go
Tool
then.
Station's fault.
Okay.
It's Dame Ottolane Dame Otterline Laser. Dame Otterline Laser, the plant biologist and Regius Professor of Botany, University of Cambridge, Chief Executive. What are the titles? Get a new business card. Chief Executive, UK Research and Innovation.
Yeah.
Dame Otterline Laser.
Otterline or Otterline?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, fair enough. It might make a big difference to my answer, that's all.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Well, Jeff Hurst said it's over the line. When she went missing last year, I spent months searching for her before she eventually turned up. There's nothing like a successful laser quest.
Oh, that's nice.
Jeff, you're getting an email. Right, absolutely guaranteed.
That's it. Go on, left hand down a bit. We need the air
No reversing without
that.
A banksman.
That's right, yeah. I'd say... Dame Otterline Laser, Emeritus, blah, 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 82.
Yeah, it's up there, isn't it? 84.
No, surprisingly for a Regis, she's 58.
Oh, blimey, the wrong way. Regal listening. We never saw a picture, Dame Otterline. There sorry, that's her surname, sorry. Or is it? No, it isn't. Okay, anyway, what's the scores,
Dame
Jeff?
Dame Laser.
That's a disaster.
Paul retakes the lead. 24 out, moves on to 15. Oh. Charlie, 26 out, moves on to 52.
Okay.
That's very poor quality.
Bad.
From
bad
us, not
second
the
half, wasn't
not
it? Yeah,
obviously.
Very bad.
Okay, next up, Charlie to lead us off.
It's my old friend. Well. He loves me so much. It's the explorer, Sir Ranulph Fiennes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
We had a little quiz for the moose the other day. You wished him a happy birthday,
Andy.
I can't
remember how old he was.
And I asked the moose three questions about Sir Ranulph Fiennes. And I didn't get round to telling the story of when he came into the studio, Andy said to him, this is the man who'd been all around the world on incredible exploration. I can't think of the word. What's the
expedition.
Word? Expedition. Expeditions, that's right. He'd been all around the world doing this. Andy said to him, with respect, what's the point? Sat in front of them. This is a man who got frostbitten fingers, went down his own shed and sawed his fingers off. And Andy says, what's the point?
Yeah. Wow,
and he said, well, I've raised over £8 million for charity. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good point. Anyway,
him and Lisa Stansfield.
Ran fine.
Him and Lisa Stansfield, they've been around the world.
Yeah.
How
very true.
You probably know because you looked at the birthday the other day because you were talking to the moose about it. So in many ways, it's a bit...
Weren't you here that day?
I was here, but you were looking at the birthdays. That's, in many ways, I'd count that as research.
I know. He's just
in many ways.
Moose doesn't put their ages.
Have you done the joke yet?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, here comes the joke.
Not
sorry,
really,
joke.
I've not been allowed to, I'm afraid.
Oh, sorry.
Charlie's already trying to squirm out of it.
yeah, that's right. It's no point because you have a steward.
Okay.
Anyway,
fine.
When he lived near Stamford Bridge, I used to leave my car in his drive for a small fee. But if I was late, he charged me more. I gave it up at the end. I didn't want to pay him a fine.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I don't remember the age, I've got to be honest, but he's not young. What do you think, Charlie?
I think he's 86.
I think he might be a bit younger. I'd go 78.
79.
Oh, very good. Paul.
So what's that
very
down
good.
The, what's that down the
it's almost like you knew it exactly and you just took one off
don't
to make
you
it.
Start
to like, just to like, throw up a, just to throw up a smoke screen. I was one out.
Don't
oh,
you start again.
What a surprise.
What's the score,
what
Jeff?
What a surprise.
Bit of a birthday spread court of arbitration situation.
Yeah, I agree with
on.
You there, Jeff.
No, Paul one out onto 51. Charlie seven out onto 59. Eight in it, three to go.
Okay, we haven't got long. We're going to have to rattle through these. Next one.
Okay. Manchester United and England member of the Euro 2022 winning team, Mary Earps.
Mary
Earps. Yes, he's just gone into the Wild West cowboy experience business with England women's cricketer, Danny Wyatt.
Of course she has.
Yeah, of course.
Mary Earps, who I played the other week at Spurs for United, I'd say she is about 31. One of the older members of the team. Maybe I'm doing her a disservice. Sorry, Mary, if you're listening.
I'll probably regals it, but I'll try and chip one off. I'll go 30.
She is 30.
Bang! Lovely stuff.
So what's that down one the off. Scores, Jeff?
It is Paul 52, Charlie 59, 7 in it.
Okay. Seven. Charlie, you lead us off for this one.
Okay, it's Michael Chance, the counter-tenor and chief executive and artistic director of the Grange Festival.
Yeah.
Michael Chance.
Michael Chance, yeah.
And I was watching a live link of the World Cup winning Argentina's team return home. Virtually the whole population of Buenos Aires took to the streets, but I still managed to spot Michael. It was a chance in a million.
Chance in a million.
Nice, very nice.
Charlie.
Take a chance. isn't it?
Go on then.
It's not really.
62.
72.
68.
Ooh. Ooh, so, okay. So as we head into the last one, I'll lead us off because I think I'm in the lead. But, Jeff, what are the scores?
Paul, you are on 56. Yep. Charlie is on 65. So, 9 in it. Nine so, in it. You need to be 10
9 in it.
Either way.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Andy, last birthday.
Okay, it's an old favourite. I think she used to even appear in the old birthday spread. It's the actor Jean Boat.
Oh.
Jean Boat. Yeah. And it was a pity I wasn't working the last time Jean visited TalkSport. I always love to be here when the boat comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are.
Jean Boat. I don't think I'm going to be able to get 9 either way on this. I'm going to be honest now.
Bread fame, Jean. Jean Boat, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one's recycled.
she's about 18 times.
Sorry, Jean who? I missed the boat.
She was only 12 when we started this.
93.
Well, she's not. Well done, Paul.
She could be 102 or she could be...
Stolen it. Unbelievable.
93.
Stolen it.
What are you going to go with?
Unbelievable. 12.
No, what are you going to go with?
12. 12 years old.
No, Charlie, don't be silly. Don't be silly. You're not going to try and get this one by your cheating.
If we run out of time, do I have to...
No.
Is it null and void? 83...
I'm afraid Jean Boat is 91.
Oh, so let's have...
Oh, she was in it last year, and she was 91 last year. I wonder how old she is this year. It's a disgrace.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't in last year. It was in 2 years.
Oh,
ago,
let's remember 2 years ago and add two to that title.
Paul was two out. Finishes on 58. Game. Charlie,
awful old joke.
Eight out.
Awful old joke.
On, shut up.
Can't even be bothered finishes to write on... new jokes. Absolute rubbish. Awful.
If you've just joined us,
a couple of friends talking about, oh, let's work out how old people are.
If you've just joined us, you may have realised.
Talk about sport. Talk sport.
Charlie has lost again.
What are you doing on Talk Sport?
Matron.
That's all rubbish.
That's all we've got time for. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Jeff. I shall see Andy tomorrow. Thank you, Charlie. You're back to... Oh, you're back on...
Saturday morning for a proper game, like
proper
Autobiography
game,
Wars.
That's on Saturday, that's right. We're back tomorrow, myself and Andy, Clips of the Week and all that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'll do it all again with Andy tomorrow. Clips of the Week is back, of course. We should have a bumper crop. Do hope you can listen. You're back on Saturday with Max.
Saturday, 9 till 11 with Max Rushton. Yeah, good. All your usual Autobiography Wars, etc. And then I'll see you in Cheltenham, Paul.
Oh, yeah,
Tuesday.
See you on Tuesday in Cheltenham. A whole week of shows from Cheltenham. So do hope you can join us tomorrow from 1, if not podcast available, around 4. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.